Cheers.
That was good.
Alrighty. Well, let's get back into it. We're at the podcast. My name's Alex.
My name is Eric.
Me and Eric have been talking a bit. A lot, actually. And,
We're gonna switch the flow up.
No, it's we gotta be more... We've given a name to ourselves that we haven't really sticking to. And, you know, and it's also putting us in the perspective of... Do we take this super serious? Do we not take this super serious? Eric, how do we want to look at this? Are we doing this for fun? Are we trying to, like, you know, do something with this eventually? It doesn't have to be right now. But eventually, in the long term, are we trying to do something, right?
Right.
And you really, like, you know, you put the pressure on me. We went out drinking, what was it, 2 weeks ago? No, it wasn't this weekend.
Week and a half ago?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
Yeah.
2 weekends ago, technically. And, yeah, bro, we got lit. And, we gotta take the podcast more seriously.
We were just inconsistent, man. I mean, honestly, we'd be lying to ourselves if we told the people anything.
No, because we told each other, like, we gotta do...
One episode a week at minimum.
Yeah, with a guest. And then we gotta do 3 shorts or 4 shorts a week with a post every other day or some shit.
Then we'd go, like, 60 days without even doing an episode.
That's some G shit right there.
So, we came up with the schedule.
You do a schedule. We're trying to take this to a professional approach, you know, because...
We're like, the bar is here. We're like here right now.
Yep, and that's the downside. That's not the upside.
We're just trying to get to the bar, and then we'll figure it out from there, you know?
Exactly right. Real quick, I do want to say that this podcast is powered by 313 Exotic Drinks. Check us out at 313exotic.com. Other than that, I have nothing else really to say, but, you know... gotta throw out the shout outs in there when you can.
What kind of drinks is like 313 Exotic? So?
I mean, majority of people watching already know, but we'll keep it OG. We import and distribute rare drinks and snacks from all over the world.
Okay.
We bring in foreign Fantas, Pepsis, Cokes, all the brand names that you know and love. And then we even bring in a couple that you've never even heard of. So, like, for example, a really popular drink coming out of Canada is a Crush Cream Soda. It's a Crush Mousse. Oh. We have Crushes in Texas, in the United States. But we don't have any cream soda crushes that are in America, so that's like a Canada exclusive.
Okay.
Get stuff like that. We get like cool Oreos from Korea. We get Skittles from the UK, from all over really. But it just comes down to if you have a niche for.
So you're bringing shit here that people here don't see.
Oh no, absolutely not. It's not something. Everything that I have, as long as it's not from America, you cannot come up to me like, oh, I've seen that before, or like, isn't that at Kroger? Or I put the business on it. You can't just go to your local...
It's like putting your fucking business on black.
It'll be for real. I mean, I got more than a 50-50 shot here, though. Man, I still got some... Fuck, hold on, I still got it right here. So, all right, see, this is, like, the definition of unscripted right here. I had a little spillage earlier, and it's...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's still a little... That's why I was like, give me the paper towel.
This motherfucker, crazy. You were mixing the seltzer in with the tequila, seltzer back with the tequila.
This is lemonade.
Oh.
Well, actually, it's a tequila sunrise, but that's for the people. Should I put the people hip on a tequila sunrise?
Tell them what it is.
Well, tequila sunrise is my new summer drink.
Okay.
I will promote only these two products. It is a.
Is this on the market yet?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course, it's fully on the market.
What the way you just made it, I wasn't really sure.
Well, I mean, it's a product that I created.
Okay.
But it's widely available to the people, to the public.
Oh, okay.
And they could create it themselves. So I just had the audacity to kind of put it together and be like, how would that happen? So Sunny D Seltzers came out. Well, Sunny D has seltzers. They came out.
If you're not hip, one of the best seltzers in the game. Hands down.
Get hip if you're not hip. Yeah, Sunny D has seltzers. You heard it. And
a lot of people don't know that, bro.
They don't have them around here, bro. I try to fill the office.
Around here?
Yeah, bro. I try to fill the office with them. I'll go in there like, you guys have Sunny D seltzers by chance? Sunny D has seltzers? I would love to try those. Me too, but they don't got them.
Where's the sales reps?
So listen, you get a can of Sunny D.
Okay.
Doesn't matter any flavor, preferably the orange. That's the best one.
They're all slapping.
Yeah. Get the orange one. You take a good sip from it. Like a good, like, decent mouthful sip. With that, you're going to fill it with one shot of tequila. Prefer any tequila.
Into the can?
Yes, into the can. Okay? One shot. Shit. I preferably do 1.5, maybe 2. I like the kick, you know, because I only need 2 of those. I only need 2 tequila sunrises.
Now, let me ask. Have you tried it with, like, Añejo,
Reposado and all of them, yes, of course. Okay. And so the best one for sure, in my opinion, well, I'm a Reposado drinker.
Yeah,
so
I know that, but no, what's the best one?
For me, Reposado.
Reposado,
okay. I would say an average, probably Blanco.
Blanco?
Then, yeah, it'd probably be cheaper and it just mixes better. It's
lighter?
Well, it's a, Blanco is a clear liquor. It's a clear tequila. And Sunny D is a vodka.
So doesn't that make it lighter if it's clear?
I mean, not... Yes and no. The main problem behind it is you're not supposed to mix your liquors, okay? Yeah. But since they're two lights, it technically works because they're not different components, I guess you could say. They're not different.
I get what you're saying. It's like how people say, like, don't drink beer and then go and drink vodka and then drink Jack Daniels later. Yeah. Like, or you'll
even,
be fucked.
Even, you can even take beer out of the mix. Just don't drink vodka and then go drink Jack Daniels. Like, okay. That's a rough mix.
Yeah.
But you could go drink rum and then go drink vodka. Yeah. But, yeah, long story short, and then it just, this creates your tequila sunrise, and the sun is shining.
Sunny D, tequila, shot of tequila.
Well, yeah, no, take your shot of Sunny D, take a sip.
Big sip.
Yep. Take, pour yourself a shot, you know, whether you need to measure it or not, pour it into the can, give yourself a little swig.
Fill it to the brim.
Yeah, that's usually what I do, like, you know, it's just enough, and then, get to sipping. No, and I sip right out of the can. Oh. Yeah, I sip right out of the can. Because the can's still cold when you're grabbing, like, at least for me, I grab it straight out of the fridge. So then I'll pour the shot right in there, and then I'm good to go. It's nice.
Shit.
It gets you buzzing.
If you're not drinking that.
If it comes out, I need royalties ASAP. I'm saying right now. If that drink comes out, I need royalties ASAP.
Just gave your people the secret,
no,
bro.
No, I'm serious. This drink's
crazy. You might have to blur that.
But, Eric, tell me what's new with you overall. You know, once we start diving into some topics, I just want to get into some general... Some free chat. You know, that's, you're gonna notice that there is no plan to this. There's, everything's very sporadic.
No computer in front of us.
Yes, no, there is genuinely no script. Eric and I can be talking about golf for 15 minutes, and out of nowhere, we'll talk about something that tragically happened in Texas.
We can talk. I don't know how we get to half the topics we get to, but we get
something
there.
That just creates a whole new.
That topic. Plane always lands somehow. I'm not sure.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
What's new with me?
Overall, just...
Honestly, a lot.
Well, don't leave us on a cliffhanger. We're just starting here.
My brain's like going...
Well, leave some for the people. You gotta leave them guessing. You don't want to tell them all.
I'm happy where we're at in Michigan right now. And what I mean by that is the spring started out very shitty. It was very cold. I was getting like... Well, where's the warm weather?
Yeah, right. You're getting sick and then not sick.
Exactly. Like, I was sick here.
You were sick a lot.
I was sick for a week, unsick for a week and a half. Sick again for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is going on with these allergies right now? I had a fever. It's fucked up. But, like, this last week, I feel like we're at a steady, good spot with the weather. Not too hot, not too cold. There's a nice breeze going on. I'm really enjoying it. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a second. I'm not laughing at you. Go ahead, continue. No, nothing. I was just... When we... So speaking of good weather, you know, we were drinking this weekend. Me and Eric were and a couple other friends. And you dropped me off at the house at like... What was it? 1 in the morning, maybe 2 a.m. You know what I did? It was raining by the time you left. Like pouring.
Yeah.
There's a little
ledge. Just started when we left.
Okay, so it started pouring right by the time you were gone. And there's a ledge right over my garage. I swear I just sat out there for like 15 minutes. And I just...
Pulled up a chair?
No. I sat on the ground, laid up my back against like the garage, and just sat there. And then I just like watched the rain.
You know, when I was pulling away out of your house that people are going to care, I looked through the pine trees, you know, I can see like everything.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he didn't shut the garage already. He must be doing some funny shit.
You know, I don't know, but 100%, bro. If you don't see the lights come on right as I get out the car, bro, he's getting active. He's either going for a drive or he's doing something stupid.
I mean, you were calling up people before we left. I was like, well, maybe
already,
they're pulling
he's
up.
He's already getting active. No, Anthony called me as soon as I got home, and I was like, bro, you're calling me 2 hours too late. But I'm sorry. This is back to you, besides the point.
Yeah, weather's good, so I can't complain. It's going to sound really cliche of a 25-year-old homeowner, but... Finally got my front yard looking good. I planted all my plants.
And let me tell you guys.
It's been a process.
Eric's not the most creative guy, just like me. He sent me a video of it the other day. I told him, genuinely, beautiful.
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 You know what the best part is? The whole left side of the house, designed it myself.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody can tell you.
I said, we're going to go 6 orange flowers, 6 colorful. 6 orange, 6 colorful.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't have mama telling me. Those ain't gonna come back next year. You're wasting your time. Blah, blah. I love you, Mom, if you watch this. But oh, I'll be honest. I was explaining this to someone the other day. Growing up, Mama would always ask for help. Like, can you help me with the wood? Will you help me mulch? Will you help me plant?
Help. You don't get a
I would bitch. I'd be like, ah, that shit's boring, blah, blah, blah. Not doing it. Still end up helping her because I just like the bitch. You know me.
Yeah, it's just you get your say into it.
Yeah.
Eric was still doing it no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But he just wants a bitch.
But ever since it's like my own now, it's like, wow.
Care about it.
It's like, this is fun.
It's for me, man. Like,
I was 9 o'clock last night. I was out there. I have a pine tree in my backyard, you know. I was out there digging out around it. We're mulching it. I spread mulch. I planted all flowers around it. I was like, I'm going to take a shower now. I'm going to bed.
That's fire. And that's, every once in a while, I just do some random shit like that. Like, I'll go walk around the backyard and I'll see all the, my backyard, you've seen, it's just all trees. So, like, it's very overgrown. And every once in a while, it gets, like, extremely overgrown. It all overhangs.
Side note, if you had his neighbors behind you, you'd understand.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's all overgrown. I live in my neighborhood makes no sense to the, like, residing, like, area around me. It's very interesting. But they're in for the money. They're more in for the money than, like you know, we are.
They got some property, bro.
Fuck yeah, bro.
They have that barn, too, next to them, right? Or is that someone else's?
The guy behind me, he owns enough. He owns 3 houses worth of land.
Money. His house is probably worth more than yours. And, like, bro, it's in shitty condition. Right.
And it's half the size, Eric. Maybe a little more, but, like,
but the property, that's what people want. And it's a great location.
Would you say I have a quarter acre or no?
How big is your house?
3,000.
3,000. All right, for the people watching in your city, that's probably a fucking huge house, but that's like...
don't get me wrong, yes, I'm very grateful.
That's a great size house, but that's nothing to be... like, it's impressive, but it's nothing like, that's wow, that's $1 million house. Like, people watching in New York, just skip this part of the video.
Yeah, no. And especially, you don't want to know how much we got the house for either.
Exactly.
But a quarter acre, right?
I would say that, maybe a little bit more. So, you have a decent amount of property.
Okay, so probably a third. Probably a third then.
I want to say that neighborhood, probably 0.25 to 0.3, yeah, like you said.
So then they for sure have an acre at least. For sure.
I think they have more than that, bro. Do they own the barn next door?
No, that's someone else.
That's someone else.
The next house, that's someone else.
At least an acre. Then.
And
those
people, they own 5 houses worth of land.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Plus the 3 that go left.
Yeah.
So they have maybe 3.5, 4 acres.
I was going to say, if the barn was a part of it, I think more than 2, but if I had my phone, I'd tell you for sure.
That, no, that barn. So, okay. Anything else you want to let the people know on? Anything else that's new coming up? Want to talk about before, like, you know, we get into just topics and
stuff. I'm excited for summer. Okay. It's like finally here, you know, like it's good pre-game to summer, good spring. Been hitting a lot of bars. So not that drinking's fun, but I like enjoy drinking on the weekends.
It was just Memorial, right?
Yeah,
so everyone says that the day of Memorial Day is the first day of summer. Do you agree?
No.
Do you think the first day of summer is whenever they say it is?
I think the first day of summer, this doesn't sound really childish, but my first day of summer is always like mid-June because that's when all the kids are getting out of school.
So you think when everyone's out of school, that's the first day of summer?
Yeah, I mean, really think about it. The weather has been shit until this week.
For me, June 1st would be the first day of summer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe even like this last weekend, which was it Memorial Day?
It was, because the Memorial Day was 28th.
Shit. I thought Memorial Day was the weekend before. It was, because I celebrated my dad's birthday on the 25th. Memorial Day was that Monday. That's why everyone had Monday off last week.
Yes, Memorial is actually the 27th.
Yeah, so a lot of people classify that as the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
I would say wait a week. June 1st, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is June 1st to...
Right now, that'd be a weekend, technically.
I mean, all right. For people that don't live in Michigan, we really don't get that much warm weather.
No, yeah.
Like, by September 1st, it's going to be fucking... We'll be all wearing sweatshirts.
We almost have been breaking records for how early it's been.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's gotten hot early.
I mean, thankfully, like, take it back 20 years ago, bro, in the winter, 2 feet of snow, like, every day. We barely get snow anymore.
No, it's more icy now than anything. Like, that's really just what it is.
Random fact. It's the best part about these.
Tell me it, Eric. Give me a random fact.
Scientists were... So our weather here in Michigan the last about decade has been weird compared to like when I grew up.
Yeah.
When I grew up, I remember there was always snow.
Why do you say like you? Like, why are you? I'm only.
You're 5 years younger than me.
Five.
How old are you?
What are you, 27?
I'll be 26 in 3 months or 6 months.
Yeah, and I'll be 23 a month after that.
Oh shit! You're not a youngin. I'm thinking of someone else. Big Jim. He's young, bro.
Big Jim's older than me.
No.
Yeah, he is.
All right, I drink more.
What are you thinking of here? 5 years.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Hey, you're the same age as my girl.
Yeah? How? How's she?
She's going to be 23 next month.
See, I'll be 23 in January.
I forget. You ain't that old. You ain't that much younger than me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, when we grew up, All right, a lot of snow, right? We always had snow days.
Because the biggest thing that I remember is not letting the wind chill. They weren't allowing you to go out for recess because like it's below negative 10 for the wind chill, so it's not safe for you to go out.
And then they would cancel school because they didn't want you waiting at the bus stop because everyone took the bus back then.
Yeah, exactly right.
I gotta think where we're going with this. What were you talking about right before this?
You were telling me an interesting fact, Eric. You're the one that...
you took me way off track.
This is the unscripted right here. You were the one that told the people interesting.
Oh, yeah. All right, so how we... All right, so our winters haven't been as bad since we were kids, right? So I was reading this fact about... Why is this opened already?
Because you drank out of it, Eric.
So I was reading this fact about the Great Lakes that haven't been freezing as much as they used to freeze back when we were kids.
Yeah, it's actually very hard for them now to freeze.
Yes. So they're saying that our winters are going to become less and less harsher each year because of the Great Lakes not being able to freeze. Mm-hmm. And eventually...
Because we have the lake effect.
Yeah, eventually, hundreds of years from now, we're not going to have a winter anymore.
Wow. So what you're trying to say, Eric, is global warming is real?
Yeah.
Nope.
Pretty much.
No. In 300 years, you know what the weather change will be?
My kids' problem.
Not even, bro. It'll be 3 degrees, maybe 5. It's moving so... It's a problem for sure, but not enough to really do something about.
You're probably wondering about my lip, huh?
Not really. You're going to tell me about it? You want to tell the people about it?
Perhaps. Fuck, man.
I just shaved, too. I just got a haircut, you know, looking fresh.
You got an electric one, or, like, you use, shaving cream?
No, I do both. So I use the electric first. That gets, the actual hairs, the long hairs.
Yeah, and then
after that, I get a razor and shave.
So I go straight razor.
You're crazy. But, yeah, but you don't grow long hair like I do.
Yeah, I'm...
You do on your chin.
Yeah, my chin right here.
Uh-huh.
If I don't shave for a week, like how it was this weekend, how it was kind of grew in, that's like a week without shaving. It doesn't grow in nice. If it grew in nice, I'd leave it, you know?
This is about how you shave it and everything.
No one in my family grows hair unless you're Jason. Yeah. But he's Italian, I'm not.
You got full beard.
Yeah. He got ID'd, I can't believe that.
Oh, bro, that was great. That was great. So, Eric, let me show you. So, this is the new thing that's going on at Target. Okay?
Oh, boy.
So, I'm not sure if you're aware what June is. June is Gay Pride Month. And so, you know, stores have made a very big deal. You didn't know that?
Did you get your discount box yet?
No, not yet. I'm still waiting. I was usually, top subscriber and I'm still waiting, you know.
That's fucked up, bro.
Right. So I think stores are trying to be very inclusive about the whole thing. They don't want to miss out on the holidays and they really just want to be a part of every community.
I haven't seen much advertising for it this year compared
to
other
years. So you're gonna see advertising to a whole different level. And we're gonna talk about this.
Target, because I'm sure people too.
They have specific tags on them.
One more, so I'll do
He's just grabbing specific products that they do.
Hi, Dave.
That is not real, bro.
Yes, it is. They have specific tags, so they made a whole... So, okay. I'm not making... Okay, so listen, okay. What you want to do with yourself, no problem. Be gay, be lesbian, be do whatever you want with yourself, okay? It's your body, your choice, do whatever you want. But that's a marketing stunt that I've never seen before. And that's an expensive one, too, because they had to make specific tags with recordings with different ones for multiple different products, okay? And it only works for those gay products, like the ones that are for the Gay Pride Month, you know, or for the LGBTQ month, whatever they want to classify this month as. You're shell-shocked. But yeah, bro.
Let me ask you something. Let me get out of pocket here real quick.
You keep timing. We already started.
Isn't that like offensive?
So that's the point.
Like if I said that to them, like Alex said, I have no problem with whatever you want to be.
We heard is, "Hi, gay."
I wasn't expecting that.
That was the first one.
But that's offensive in a way.
It's my point. And so, like, I'm just very curious on why it started here. Because my biggest holiday that I think is the number one most important is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is one day.
100%.
That holiday is
followed by Memorial Day.
And this holiday is a whole month. They have tags that say, hey, gay, all this shit, But our veterans can barely even get off the street and get, like, you know, a meal fed for them. So, you know, it's really interesting how all this is set up. So I wanted to get your opinion on that because I just think I've never seen marketing like that yet. That's marketing to a whole different level, bro.
That's nuts.
Because you have to hear it. For you to buy that item, you have to scan it. And so there might be people who want to support gay pride, but just don't really want to be like, no, like they're not public about it, right? There's still people who are like all about being gay, but it's very private because that's their private life. So imagine you're trying to support the community, go be a part of the community, and as you go check out, hey, gay.
I'm suing.
Right, like, you know, you feel really uncomfortable about it. Whether, like, you know, you're part of the community, you're not part of the community, it makes a tough situation. I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
That was Target even allowed to do that.
Like, do you remember, for example, like, you would watch something and there'd be commercials, right? And then eventually they're like, okay, for an extra $5 a month, you need to have no commercials. Now that's not an option. You have multiple commercials and it's just shoved down your throat and you have to watch them.
Have you been on YouTube recently?
Yeah, triple commercials.
They're like 45 fucking seconds now.
And it's for every 15 minutes.
Not even, bro.
No, that's what I've seen.
I was watching that stream that we were talking about earlier. Commercial every like 7 minutes. I got so pissed.
Well, that's because that's from Kick or that's from Twitch because they have commercials in itself. That's how Kai gets paid. And so that's the whole point of why people sub. 100 subs, you just paid for 100 people to watch the whole stream without ads. That's what subbing is. You're subscribing to watch the...
I'm not big into the streaming.
I just found this out the other day, because that's what Kyle
was saying. I saw that, yeah, watch, yeah.
So when he was like... 50 gifted. So when they're gifting subs, that's 50... He's gifting the amount of money for 50 people to watch it for free.
The best part was when they were doing that.
Guys, next we're talking about the Kai Snatch stream. We got off of fucking the gay pride shit and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
I want you guys to keep up here, all right?
Keep up. The best part about that was like Kevin Hart. He was like, "How the hell, is Smokey? Blah blah blah. Just donated 100, and T-Pain's broke ass only donated 50. T-Pain, you better donate another 50."
That was the best part, bro. That was honestly the best. That was a good stream. That was his best one, in my opinion.
I think it was his most streamed one too, or most viewed stream.
He broke the record with it. Yeah, it was 350,000. No, as many people in it at once. It was like 350,000 people watching it at once.
Think about that, bro. Think about that.
Bro, that's literally bigger than any... That's more people than the Big House can hold.
Three times the amount of people that the Big House can hold.
Right, and imagine if the Big House is full when Michigan plays Ohio.
The Big House is full every week.
Right.
But just imagine that many people watching you live.
Around the world. Real time. That's beautiful. Hopefully in the future, in the next maybe week or two, we gotta start doing research on it. We wanna get into it, look at it. But we wanna start start streaming, you know. Yeah. We're gonna be big time streamers.
Get paid the big bucks.
Yep, exactly. We'll promo everything that we need to, stake.
Kick or Twitch.
you know, if you
kick your Twitch.
No, okay, here. This is how, if you watch this or listen to this, comment below what you prefer. If even if you don't know, just pick one. What streaming service would you rather see us on? Would you rather see us on Kick? Or would you rather see us on Twitch? You got to pick one or the other. Try to figure out. Which we're trying to figure out.
We ain't rich enough to do all of them.
No. Well, I mean, it's free more though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Why does money have to matter? Why would money?
He's got to have the
software. This guy's all about being rich or not, you know. He doesn't have. He's all about, you know.
It costs money to do all of them at once.
I'm bad, bro. But like, if we have heart, passion, and desire like we do, make anything happen, Eric. Yeah. Crunch rice, okay. But long story short, we wanted to try out some new stuff. We're going to fail. We're going to succeed. And we'll see how it goes. But there's another topic I wanted to talk to you about. I can't remember what it was. I didn't watch the full... Oh, okay. I didn't watch the full story yet, but there was... EMS in Detroit on a high speed, like
I flipped over.
Yes, on its side, three people.
I saw that this on the news this morning,
bro. I gotta figure out more about that because that's crazy.
They said they were gonna let us know what happened,
bro. That's like Fortnite. That's like literally Fortnite with this new update, bro. This shit crazy.
Speaking of Fortnite, I haven't played that shit since they came to Detroit. Since the Detroit shit came into the game?
Oh, the fucking, the Joy Road one?
You like it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's, there was a Hunger Games game, Hunger Games game that they came out with, mm-hmm. game mode, mm-hmm. and pretty much the exact same thing, but this one's a little better, because there's like, it's like mix of Call of Duty.
He'd be calling out like, yo, I'm at the McDonald's on 9.
Yeah, so like when you win, he's like, oh, all hail to the King of Joy Road. Or he'll be like, the storm is closing in. Keep pushing. And he says like random shit.
That's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. How the hell did T-Grizzly strike a deal with Fortnite, bro?
You don't have to, bro. You just create your own map. That's the great thing.
So how do you get it? When I go home?
You have to search
it. Probably update my Fortnite because it hasn't been turned on in a long time.
I mean, yeah. And then you would either search the map code or the name of the map. So it would be Grizzly Games.
So it's just like his GTA shit he did?
Yeah.
Where he, okay.
Yeah, server. Exactly right.
I'd rather do it on GTA 5.
The GTA one costs money now.
That's good.
Yeah, the Grizzly World, that costs money now. Because you actually have a chance to talk to him or meet him. And so people are making money off that shit. So
yeah, he don't be playing Fortnite.
No. He used to. He's really big on GTA, though. Huge. That's all he plays.
I hear there's a free version of it, and then there's one that costs money. Or is it the free version's gone now?
I'm not too familiar because I sold my GTA 5 to GameStop maybe 7 years ago.
Really?
Let me tell you, alright?
Really?
I'm 22 right now.
Alex.
At 14 years old, I was down bad.
Alex, let me break it to you.
Hold on, I needed some money. And GameStop was not the place to go.
Fuck no!
If you're 14, 13, 15, you need some quick cash, go anywhere. But fucking
games. You probably walked in there with 10, 15 games, walked out with the $20.
15 games, 13 games, a console, two remotes, and some kind of attachment for a game that made the controller into a gun. You want to know how much money they gave me, Eric?
$126.
You're funny.
85?
You're funny.
No, you let him hoe you like that?
I jumped. I'm going to see if I can find it because I have it saved.
What kind of console? 360?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, GameStop should be fucking...
Oh, bro, it was an astonishment. Like, you know, how they were able to just fandangle me like that.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I got bent over and he literally looked at a 15 or 14-year-old boy and was like, hey...
Your mama didn't go with you?
No, she doesn't understand this shit. She's like, that's your bad, I'll go fight it.
I'm surprised they even let you do it without a parent.
Fuck yeah. I came in and I need money. What you got, little man? Shit.
Yeah. That employee probably pulled 70 out of his pocket. It was like, I just bought the fucking lid, bro.
Literally, bro. I think that's exactly what happened, Eric. Is that he pulled that shit out. He was like, yo, I'm going to cover it. Here, I'm going to find this shit. Keep talking, though. I'm listening to you. I just got to see if I can find this real quick. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm waiting on you.
What do you got playing this weekend?
It's just, we're going to talk about us.
What do you got planned?
Man, fuck us.
What do you got going on in the world? What did you think about the Eminem video?
Oh, there you go. Man, that was a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah, that was like there was 8 different disses in that bitch that didn't even make sense. Bro, I'm just all the shit's just for clout, bro. People just do this shit because like they're trying to
for clicked.
Yeah, I get a lot of attention to them, and it's just, it's very interesting.
Is that what you think?
It's what I know almost. And I'm just not a big fan of how they do all this. You know, like it's.
Do you think Eminem fell victim? How they're portraying the game now?
What the fuck you mean by that? Why are you using such big words?
What? Can't use big words? You get confused over there?
Yeah. Why would you mean by portraying the game?
Think Eminem's like, he never cared about clicks before. You think he's just all about numbers now and like.
Well, I think he just is broke.
You think that?
Yeah.
Bro is still one of the most paid rappers out there.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Everyone thought about that about Bruno Mars, but he's owned by fucking Caesars, and Caesars is broke. How does that
make sense? Eminem owns people.
So?
He owns M 50 Cent's career. He owns.
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
No, he doesn't, Eric.
He has his whole record label that founded the D12 group and all of those big groups.
Alright, so what does it do with 50 Cent?
He has the Shade 45 radio station. You're telling me Eminem is broke?
What does it do with 50 Cent?
I was saying that Eminem, 50 Cent, 50 Cent signed Eminem's label, I'm 50% sure.
That's not
you like what I did there?
No. That's not confident enough.
I'm 51% sure that 50 Cent is signed to Eminem's
majority
label.
Is not confident. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. How can you say Eminem's broke, bro?
Bro, because that's how it goes. No. Just because you own all these businesses doesn't mean that you have liquid cash. You have assets.
Nah, bro. He's rich as fuck. I'm telling you, bro.
I need another drink because of you, bro.
He's worth like $300-500 million. Promise you.
Huh?
Promise you. You want me to say it again? Promise you.
Put $10 on it. Pick a number and put $10
on it. At least 200.
No, you said 3, 4, 5. Why are you keep dropping?
300. I'll say he's worth anywhere from 200 to 300 million. And you know Google's off by at least 10 to 20%, whatever they tell you. Bro, Google says Rick Ross is net worth like 300 million. He's worth like 900 M's.
Eminem. How much do we think, Eric? You said 200 to 300?
Yeah.
You're actually right in the middle.
Really?
He has a net worth of 250 million.
He's rich, bro.
Dude, that's what you don't understand. Just because you have a net worth of 250 million doesn't mean you have that money. You'd have to sell all of his companies or all of his records to get all that shit. So you can still be broke.
Bro, his YouTube channel alone has like 30 million subscribers.
You gotta remember, do you know how hard it is to get paid off YouTube?
Not on music.
That's demonetized.
No, it's not.
The first you 6 seconds has a baby with devil horns, Eric.
But that's the thing. They don't demonetize music videos like that. Because that's art. They demonetize you if you go on there and say that. But they won't demonetize art, brother.
Well, what's the difference between me and mine's art?
You're not a rapper.
I'm an artist.
You didn't get 40 million views in one day.
I don't
day.
Need to. I'm an artist. That defeats the whole purpose. So, no, it doesn't matter if it's art. It matters if you have 40 million views or not.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with art, Eric.
You're not fucking Mr. Beast.
Why do you keep comparing it to people who have billions of subscribers? Why can't I be average Joe and still do that?
Because you can't get monetized if you're average Joe.
So it only works. So the people who have millions of followers, you're trying to tell me, can post whatever they want and still get paid. Is that what you're trying to say right now?
Welcome to 2024.
So then why isn't that everyone doing that? How come Vitaly's still broke? How come Kai can't... How come Kai still gets blurred for specific words? How come we can't hear Kai?
Because Twitch.
No, that's nothing to do with Twitch.
No, yes it does. No, why do you think Aiden Ross left Twitch? It's because they kept blocking him.
And exactly, and Kai has different contracts. Each
person
gets their own contract.
If Kai leaves Twitch is
you're
done.
You're not knowing what you're talking about here.
If Kai left Twitch, tell me who else is streaming on Twitch right now.
What? Everyone.
No.
There's always someone new. Yeah, Kai is the biggest right now, but that's the thing. It doesn't matter about him. They're still thinking about that. You don't think that's a business's idea? That if we lose him or can't provide what he wants, what's our backup?
But that's why all these people left Twitch, bro. It's because they were too censored. That's why kick became a thing, okay, because so then, they don't censor people.
Okay, do you know why Aiden got kicked off?
I'm not really 100% sure.
It was the episode with Emily Chapa, I think, or one of them, and it was either him smoking or saying something.
Yeah.
Kai says the same words. Kai has people drinking.
That's because Twitch knows if Kai leaves Twitch, mm-mm, Twitch is gone within the next year.
They just knew that they had to expand with their horizon.
Tell me another person streaming on Twitch.
Pokemon.
Who the fuck is that,
bro? If you don't, you're not an OG YouTube watcher.
Pokemon?
Yeah, it's a girl. Kai's always talking about her.
What does she do?
Streams.
I never watch streams.
Nadia. Let's see who else I can think of. I don't even watch places. I don't even watch streams, and I just named you three.
Are they making big money?
Big enough for me to know about them. Because that's your whole point, is if people know about them.
Right? We'll make a bet right now within the next year. What's going to be bigger, Kick or Twitch? Right now, Twitch is killing Kick. I'll bet you anything Kick blows Twitch out of the water within the next year.
No, this year.
2 years max.
By the end of the year.
Second half, we're already 6 months through the year. Yeah, I said a year, calendared it.
It doesn't matter. It's still
365 days from right now. It
happened 6 months ago. The business wasn't just created.
Yeah, but we didn't make this bet 6 months ago. We're making it.
Fine, then we'll make it for 6 months.
365 days.
No, make it for 180.
It's not enough time. I need 365. Twitch doesn't pay people per hour.
How much?
Kick does.
How much? How much you want to bet?
We're not going to bet money. We're going to bet you're going to do something. Let me cook on it. You cook on it too.
I did. You told me not money. So it's now up to you, right? It's now up to you, brother.
I'll buy you a bottle, you buy me a bottle.
Any bottle?
No.
What's the limit? Because I'm getting my money's worth. I'm not even lying.
I'll buy you some of that shit. I'll buy you some Kevin Hart shit. It's like $50. $60. You buy me $60.
Grey Goose or Don Julio?
Vodka. You know me.
Yeah, it's like Grey Goose or Don Julio. That's the bet. So either you buy me Don Julio or I buy you Grey Goose.
Fair.
1 year from today.
1 year from today. Kick will be bigger than fucking Twitch, bro.
You're saying Kick will be bigger than Twitch, right?
Uh-huh.
Comment below. Kick or Twitch.
And Aiden, sponsor us.
Anyone. Can I get another seltzer, please?
What do you got in here?
Any flavor. Just grab one from the box.
I'll be like passion fruit.
Thank you. But, don't really know what else is really interesting in this world. I mean, everything's interesting, but it's just so out of
pocket. What's happening right now?
It's just so out of pocket.
What's happening? Trump got indicted?
34 counts, raised $52 million in 24
hours. $200 million.
No, $52
million. I saw a thing today that said he raised $200.
In 24 hours, he raised $52 million. Wow. In 24 hours.
So but what do you think? He'll be the next president?
Okay, what really gave me a lot of confidence... I do think so, because he got indicted. UFC 303 or 302 happened a couple days ago, and it happened in New York. It happened 30 minutes away from where Trump got indicted at the courthouse.
Yep.
Trump made a surprise appearance there because he's good friends with Dana White.
Yep.
He had a 10 to 15 minute standing ovation. He had two fighters that won that personally jumped over the cage just to come say hello to him, shake his hand, give him a hug, whatever. As he was leaving all of New York inside of that, there's probably 50,000 people in there, maybe a little bit more. Trump.
That's a Republican state.
And that's a more blue state than this label right here, my friend. So to hear something like that, that gives you confidence, bro. Like,
if he doesn't win, well, we gotta check to see what's going on.
No, shit's like, that's like, I think that's where you really create animosities, because people, you can do it once time, But do it twice, bro. Like I'm not a fool. Like, you can't keep, like, playing. Like, there's so much support that for you to be like, what was the margin on him losing the last election? Because it was more than a couple percent. It was like 5% or something like
that. I want to say it was 3-5.
Oh, God.
Because when you get into that big of numbers, it's not big of percentages. I want to say he lost by like 200,000, though. Maybe 400.
For Joe Biden. Biden got 306 votes at the Electoral College, and Trump got 232. So, I'll tell you that right now. So, that's a total of...
That's like 12 or 15%.
Right, it's a lot. It's a lot, Eric.
It's a lot more than I thought.
Plus 306. Okay, that's 538 Electoral College votes. Trump got 232. Bro, that's less than 50%. And then they're saying Biden got one third. Or, hold on.
That math ain't math. No, hold on.
538 times, what was his percentage? 0.2.
Is that what we're trying to figure out?
Might be right now, but yeah, you're right. It's like we'll be here for a second. I'm not going to do it right now. Oh, shit. We'll pop it up later in the video. But I think that's a good part for us to, leave it out. We had a great consecutive
start. This is a good first episode back, sort of say, on a new schedule.
Yeah, fresh start.
Because they're going to see from us once a week by every Wednesday at least.
Well, that's the plan. So Mondays they're getting filmed.
Yep.
After this, as soon as that camera turns off, me and you have to work.
We're drinking.
Well, both. And then Tuesday, if we're not done what we did today, we got to continue it. Yep. And so by Wednesday, it has to be prepared to be posted. So Wednesday, when you're watching this, it'll be
hump
Wednesday.
Hump day.
It's Monday today, but hump day. And, and you have a good one. Comment below. Like, comment, subscribe, share to your friends. Tell your mama I said hello.
And tell your daddy we coming.
That's the one. But other than that, cheers.
Cheers.